Somebody who left an Amaret in his house. An Amaret is an ignorant person who does not know the dinim of Tuma and Tara. And therefore, because of the contact with the Kalim of a Chaver, of somebody who is careful about Tuma and Tara, the Kalim would become Tuma. Er umato er. Yashen umato yashen. Er umato yashen. Habayis tar. If he left the Amaret in his house awake, when he left the house, the Amaret was awake. And when he returned to the house, the Amaret was still awake. Or, if when he left the house, the Amaret was sleeping. And when the Chaver returned, the Amaret was still sleeping. Or, when he left the house, the Amaret was awake. And when the Chaver returned to the house, he found that the Amaret had fallen asleep. Everything in the house is tar. We're not afraid that the Amaret came into contact with the Kalim inside the house and was mitameit. As the Amaret does not want to be considered a ganaf, he won't walk around handling the Kalim in his house if nobody gave him permission to do that. So therefore, we don't have to be afraid that such a thing happened, and all the Kalim in the house is tar. Yashen umato or habayis tamei dibre Rabbi Meir. But if when the Baabayis left the house, the Amaris was sleeping, and when the Baabayis returned, he found that the Amaris had awoken in the interim. In such a case, the Kalim in the house are tamei according to Rabbi Meir. The reason being is that since the Amaris was sleeping when the Baabayis left, when the Amaris woke up, he figured probably the Baabayis is not concerned that the Amaris will touch the Kalim. And he probably thinks the Amaris will sleep the entire time. So he's not going to look carefully to make sure that the Amaris had not touched any Kalim. So the Amaris won't be afraid to touch the Kalim in the house. So since he's not afraid to touch the Kalim, it's possible he was metame the Kalim in the house, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Maimrim ain't tame, ela ad makom shu yachol lifshed et yado v'lika. The Chacham say, the only Kalim in the house that are tame are the Kalim that are within arm's reach of the place where the Amaris was sleeping. As according to the Chacham, we're not afraid that the Amaris walked around the house touching all the Kalim in the house. But possibly when he woke up, he touched the Kalim that are within arm's reach from where he was sleeping. So only those Kalim are tame, according to the Chacham, and the other Kalim in the house remain tar. Somebody was a chaver. Somebody was careful to make sure his Kalim are tar. And he left workers in his house. He had workers doing a job for him in his house. And the Baabayis left the house. All the Kalim in the house are tummy, according to Rabbi Meir. As we're afraid the workers who are Amayar handle the Kalim in the house, causing them to become tummy. And the workers are not afraid to touch the Kalim in the house. As they figure the Baabayis is not going to come back and look carefully to see if the workers touch the Kalim, as he probably doesn't think the workers would touch the Kalim since they're involved in the work that they're doing for him. Therefore, it's possible that the Omnin touch the Kalim in the house, causing them to become tummy, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Aimrim ain't tame elad makom shehen yicholim lishod et yadam v'liga. The Chacham say, the only Kalim in the house that are tame are Kalim that are within easy reach of the workers. Only those Kalim would we consider tame. The Kalim that are not within easy reach, that they would have to climb up somewhere to touch those Kalim, we're not afraid that they would go that far to handle the Kalim in the house, and therefore those Kalim would be tar according to the Chacham.